This is New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker. You might say Pincus Zukerman is a triple threat. He's a violinist, a violist, and a conductor.
I started learning to conduct when I was about 16. I was very curious about the orchestra. I played a lot of chamber music. I still do. That's very important because the process of hearing becomes more and more acute. The more you learn about music, the more you play music, the better it is when you put an instrument down and start waving your arms.
Deutsche Grammophon recently released a 22-CD compilation spanning 22 years of Pincus Zukerman's career, from 1974 to 1996. Throughout this collection, you'll have plenty of opportunity to hear Zukerman the soloist, as well as Zukerman the conductor. In 1984, Daniel Barenboim invited Pincus Zukerman to make what's now become a classic recording with the English Chamber Orchestra. Here's the surprising story behind this moving performance.
I had a call on a Sunday night from Daniel Barenboim. He said, "What are you doing tomorrow around 2 o'clock? I said, "Not much." He said, "I'm going to be sending you a piece by Vaughan Williams for violin and orchestra called The Lark Ascending." I said, "Danielczyk, what's a lark?" He said, "That's a bird. I want you to come and record it at 2 o'clock at Wembley." I said, "You're not serious." He said, yeah. He says, "Every concertmaster in London plays it. You can sight read it. Don't worry about it." So at 10:15, sure enough, comes the package. I open it up. I figured, well, that's easy enough. You know, I can do that. Then I turn the next page. I went, uh-oh. A few passages there you really had to practice. I was still practicing in the car. And so at 2 o'clock, I got in front of the orchestra. I started to play. And I played through the whole piece. And the concertmaster was a very good friend of mine, Ken Silito. He said, "Pinky, have you ever played this before?" I said, "I've never heard it until now." He said, "You're kidding." I said, "No." He said, "That's amazing. How do you know how to do this?" I said, "I don't know. I'm just reading the notes."
As artistic director with the St. Paul Chamber Orchestra from 1980 to 1987, Zukerman made numerous recordings, and several of them appear in this big box set. He does, however, have a personal favorite.
I can tell you that one of the pieces that I was very content with at the end of the sessions was the Dvořák Romance. I found that particular piece really very special as a performance.
You're a violinist and a violist, and sometimes you even switch between the two instruments during one concert. What does that require of you as an artist?
Well, first of all, it's the same instrument, and I'm very lucky I have a fantastic viola. It's actually, the top is the father of my violin, the bottom and the sides are the grandfather of my violin, and it's the whole Guarneri family. It's that particular DNA which is unique. It's a wonderful thing to have that instrument in my possession. So I do now, when I play viola, I try to have the intermission to get back to the fiddle a little bit, and not only to warm up my hand for the fiddle, but also to warm up the instrument.
So you've said you were born to play music. Can you explain that?
It's been my friend since I can remember, and it continues to be. However, what I have to say to you, Julie, is that I practice every morning. I go into that little studio of mine and open the case and play my scales. No more than a day goes by where I don't actually practice my fundamentals, and that's longevity.
Longevity worth capturing in a new 22-CD box set featuring violinist, violist, and conductor Pincus Zukerman. And that's New Classical Tracks from American Public Media. I'm Julia Mocker.